Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Today's Chris and Amy Show is brought to you by Snooze Less Alarm Company, because 2025 is your year to wake up earlier.
Mike Elam in for Chris Ranji. I'm Amy Mark Scores, and joining us now, KMOX anchor reporter Scott Jagow.
Host. Yay.
How are you doing? Host? That's right. You're my favorite weekend host.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. You would do a great job on the Garden Hotline.
I've been doing the Garden Hotline for months now. And
yeah.
Thanks for listening.
I've learned a lot about.
I know. That's why I said I listened to him on the Garden Hotline.
Yeah.
Drew over there behind the glasses.
You know, we get a lot of phone calls on the Garden Hotline.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I rarely have to beg people to call in for the Garden Hotline.
That's awesome.
And it's been a learning experience. I've learned a few things, a few principles about gardening.
Yeah.
Patience, respect for Mother Nature, things like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't tell you how to grow zoysia grass, although I do know the word zoysia now.
Yeah.
And other things that I didn't know before.
I thought you knew that from golf. You would know that.
Nah.
Nah.
Okay. I'm not a garden guy. My thumb is probably black. It's not green. It's not.
Do you know how to spell zoysia?
No, I do not.
How do you make the zhush sound?
I don't.
Is it got a Z?
I don't know. How do you look it up?
Zoysia.
How would you even go about looking up zoysia?
I am sure.
Luckily,
if you got closer,
I have Siri.
It's called Google.
Oh.
So, yes.
Siri is listening to us right now.
What are you typing in?
I just asked Siri. And that
according
way,
to the lawsuit, Siri is listening to us right now.
According to the lawsuit.
No, that is true. No, the Garden Hotline is great. Three good things. Chat with Stu Mack.
Yep.
Roaming St. Louis. What have you got for us?
Well, I've been doing sort of best of for 2024. Best, you know, some of my favorite ones, mm-hmm. Three good things in Roaming St. Louis. I am going to have a new three good things this weekend because I've been thinking about calendars and time. You know, this time of year, it's mm-hmm. turning over the calendar. And I was just thinking, well, what, you know, I'm kind of interested in the history of this, the Gregorian calendar versus the Julian calendar. And, mm-hmm. you know, I did a little bit of research and I have come to the conclusion that the Gregorian calendar is one of the best inventions of all time.
Really?
Based on
how accurate it is.
Really?
Yes.
Greg knew what he was doing.
Yes. Gregorian, he was a great kid from South City. We love Greg.
Huge Blues fan.
Oh,
went
huge.
To Oakville.
Now,
he was there in 67 when it all started.
I'm sorry, Scott.
So it will go in perpetuity to yep. some extent, but over the next couple thousand years, we'll probably have to drop one leap day to keep it on track, keep it as accurate as possible. But the downside for people who were born between October 4th, 1582, and October 15th, 1582, they don't exist. Their birthdays were wiped off the face of the earth.
Well, the good news
because
is
they had
they
to
don't
get
complain
rid of,
about it.
Yeah.
You never hear from the silent generation,
really.
Not with some smelling salts and a heater.
Exactly.
Not without.
So Pope Gregory VIII, mm-hmm. right, in 1582... what were the shortcomings of the Julian calendar?
Well, over time, it would spin out. The calendar would he had too many leap days in it. And so it was not nearly close enough to the actual, what do they call it, tropical year.
Okay.
And so the Gregorian calendar fixed all those problems. And, you know, as of today, you know, it'll go for thousands of years and will be as close as possible to us spinning around the sun. And I just think it's fabulous what he came up with.
Which is much better than that Mayan calendar that yeah. said we were all dying.
Yeah. Well, it's the calendar started out with 10 months
mm-hmm.
and then it got to 12 in the Julian, and then the Gregorian fixed all the Julian's problems. But it's again. It got me just think. It's got me thinking about time.
Yeah.
It'll hurt your brain if you think too much about time.
Well, and being all seriousness here, kind of like when you watch the movie Interstellar, it kind of hurts your brain a little bit when he is, you know, they're trying to, with the time and how the time passes more slowly on planets far away. And then when he comes back to the time warp or wherever it is, you do start, because time feels infinite to us, but it's not. It's a thing that has a beginning and end, really.
And it also is, there was this guy in Austria who was really smart, mm-hmm. and he found that time is relative based on the speed at which you're moving.
Yeah.
So Einstein's theory of relativity has been proven, and it's crazy that if you are standing still and someone else is moving, your perception of time is completely different.
Yeah.
And so it's interesting. They've done, you know, experiments, people calling each other across the world, and they you know, some people would go, oh, you just called me 15 minutes ago. No, it was an hour ago. Again, it's all relative.
Wow.
I just find it fascinating.
That is. It breaks your brain.
I'm going to try to break it down as simply as possible. You know, one of the most complex ideas in the history of mankind.
Yeah, no kidding.
In 5 minutes on three good things.
So there's a company in St. Charles. It's called Master Clock. And Master Clock is a very precise timing company. It's all based on your satellite time, because all satellites are up there doing is they're circling and they're shooting down the signal that says, this is the time, this is the time, this is the time. And that's how you keep everything on track. But they have a guy who works for them, Dr. Mostakis, who they have a scholarship fund at WashU, by the Mostakis Scholarship Fund there. He is called the Father of Time. And he ran the Naval Observatory for 40 years here in the United States. He is the United States' foremost authority on time.
Interesting.
And he works for a company here in St. Charles.
What's it called again?
Master Clock.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a roaming St. Louis segment, if I've ever heard.
Really interesting. There you go. Things like this, I do want to find. Now, Scott, I'm now going to go to like Barnes & Noble and find a book on time on the Gregorian calendar. For real, there's a book called Longitude. It's the true story of a lone genius who solved the greatest scientific problem of his time. So basically, it was how a clockmaker who created the first clock that could be accurate enough at sea to determine longitude, because if you're thinking of grandfather clocks, you can't really have those at sea. And, you know, it's things like I never thought of.
Cuckoo clocks.
Yeah, a cuckoo clock at sea.
Those waves really play with that grandfather clock.
It's kind of amazing, but it's a really interesting book. And that reminds me of what you were talking about with their Gregorian calendar. Things we take for granted.
Exactly. And we measure them with things that we've built, like grandfather clocks and cuckoo clocks and master clocks. And, you know, now the technology we have to make it as accurate as possible. It's still our perception or our way to measure something that's sort of immeasurable, and it's a fascinating topic. So
that's awesome.
Chat with Stumach. We're going to talk about some of the photos that he took this past year while he was being a reporter, and he mentions a couple of different ones. One, he talks about there was a standoff at a hotel, the Drury around here, and there was a guy, a police officer in a bucket with a sniper rifle, and Stu got a picture with the arch in the background and the cathedral, and then there was this guy with a sniper rifle in the photo. And he said it was just an incredible shot that he, you know, it stumbled onto. But we just kind of go through some of the ones that he enjoyed. For example, there was the flood. He was walking with this guy in Webster Groves, and there was a creek, and they found a bunch of Bush Light beers. And I told him, Stu, do you realize that those beers are in our refrigerator right now down the hall? They are. He fished them out, and he brought them here, cleaned them off, and then somehow I think I ended up putting them in the fridge.
That's so gross. That's gross.
Hey, he didn't put them in the microwave with his hot dog. It's okay.
They were in a cold creek.
Exactly.
I mean, just wipe off the dirt. Jeez. It's not like the 5 second rule. They're closed.
It's all good. Hey, it's Bush Light. It's supposed to be in a cold creek. Haven't you seen the commercials?
Yeah, he has a point, that guy. Hey, Scott, when can people hear you?
I am on 6:30 to 9:30 every Sunday morning before we get to sports on a Sunday morning at 10 with Tom Ackerman. And Tom joins me on the show. So do Hancock and Kelly and Chat with Stu and Three Good Things, Roaming St. Louis, all that through 3 hours on Sunday.
the best weekend show you can ever listen to. It's one of my faves. Scott Jagow, thank you so much. Hey, joining us next is Danan Hughes, Kansas City Chiefs radio analyst and former wide receiver. It's the Chris and Amy Show on KMOX. Red Kingdom. Yeah. Red Kingdom. Welcome to the Red. And we are joined now by Danan Hughes, Kansas City Chiefs radio analyst, former wide receiver, Mike Elam across from me, sitting in for Chris Ranji. Danan, how are you this week?
I'm doing well. How are you? Didn't get a chance to talk to you last week, so Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Hopefully everything was safe.
Oh, it was. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to you. And I know we've got that final regular season game to talk about. But before we do, would you like to inform our listeners about your incredible thermostat PowerPoint thermostat family rules PowerPoint presentation that you do? Is this every year?
No, actually, this was the inaugural PowerPoint my wife put together, which is weird. And I guess I would wonder if your listeners in your households, you guys as well, you and Mike, who would be the thermostat czar? Would it be the woman or the man? Because I feel like normally it would be the guy that would be setting the rules about the thermostat. But my wife caught me off guard. And she put together a really cool PowerPoint.
That's hilarious.
With a list of if you're cold, what to do. If you're hot, what to do. And the levels of the max levels of the thermostat. So I was thoroughly impressed. I was definitely entertained.
Yep.
And I was a little bit shocked. So there you go.
Now, I got to know, do you have an electronic thermostat? Like, do you have a Nest thermostat or something like that?
Yes, we have a Nest, so we can adjust it by hand or on our phone through the app.
Now, do you both use the app?
So, yes, we do. I use it more because I work from home mostly. And so I am usually the person, 72 degrees is usually the warmest, unless it's really cold outside. Then during the day, I'll let it be 75. But in the evening or as soon as she comes home from work, that's when I put it down to 72. But now, because I am a student and I am coachable, I learned that 70 is the max that we should have. So now I am a stickler to 70. And I warned her.
Yeah.
I said, because, men are literal and women are feeling-ish.
Uh-huh.
So I said, you said 70. So I don't want to hear anything when it's at 70 and you want to make an adjustment because you put me on blast and I had to put you on blast on social media. So it's going to be 70.
If you're not following Danan Hughes on Instagram, it's at Danan Hughes. And it's easy to see this post because the first picture is of a television screen with the PowerPoint and it says Hughes thermostat meeting, and it's got the Elmo and the burning background, which is fire and Elmos out there. It's so good. And yeah, like Danan, so right now, I mean, I just live alone in my apartment, so I'm the czar. But growing up, yes, my dad was the thermostat czar and also the refrigerator door czar. Like, man, you got to go in the refrigerator with a purpose. You can't linger. Dad will find you.
Yeah, that's a man after my own heart. I am the light czar, the electrical czar, the refrigerator czar, I am everything. I'm the iron king. For my kids were growing up, they used to call me the iron giant because I ironed everybody's clothes. I grew up in a house where you did not leave the house with wrinkled clothes on. So awesome. I am the iron giant and now the thermostat czar. I guess she's the thermostat czar. So the tables have been turned on me a little bit.
My wife is the thermostat czar.
Really?
I have the Nest thermostat on my phone,
yep.
But I never mess with it because I've come to realize that whether she's hot or whether she's cold, I can adjust.
Yes, and you can.
It is so much easier, man. It is so much easier. As long as she's happy and she's comfortable, my life is so much better. So you go with God, young lady. However you want the house to feel, I will adjust accordingly. But just understand, if it gets too warm, there's clothes coming off. So
yeah, there you go. See, now we're getting into a whole nother conversation. This is going to be a conversation for next week's bye week since we won't play.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about the whole happy wife, happy life,
or Amen.
Clothing optional. Clothing optional in an empty nest house. We have 5 kids. My youngest will be 24 next week. We have no kids in the house.
There you go.
So, yeah.
Now, do you have the
optional? Yeah.
Remember the movie Failure to Launch with Matthew McConaughey and Terry Bradshaw took over his bedroom and made that the dad yeah. naked room?
Yes, like, yes.
So when she gets it too hot in the room, you can go to the dad naked room and then you can, you know, cool off there.
There you go.
And so, that's when this cheap segment took a turn.
Yes. Yeah. See, this is the luxury of securing a number one seed and
really not
having to talk about a pressing game in week 18. See, we can do all this.
It's an embarrassment of riches, really.
It sure seems like the Chiefs are basically taking all their starters out this week. Like, nobody who starts is going to play this week. Is that the way it's actually going to be, or does it just feel that way?
It just feels that way, and it's one of those tricky little twists, and it's one of the things that I've complained about regarding the NFL since back when I played. The NFL structure, for the listeners that may not be aware, is that you have a roster of 53 men. You also now have a roster, since COVID, 16 practice squad players. So basically, what is that? 69 players that are eligible that practice every single day. Of those, 46 can suit up on Sunday. It's the weirdest, it's the dumbest rule that every game you have to sit down, 7 guys as far as inactives. Now, one of those guys can be an injured guy or what have you, but 7 guys will not play every single game because you can only suit up 46. Now, the NFL had argued, and this is their stance, if we allowed all 53 men to suit up, when you had an injury, then you would have 52, 51, 50, and the other team would have 53. So that would be an unfair advantage. So we're just going to make it that every team just suits up 46 of their 53 eligible players. It's dumb. It never made sense. The other 7 guys still get paid like they played. They don't get paid a difference because they were inactive. So that's the one caveat. The other is that in this particular circumstance, identical to last year in week 18 when we played the Chargers out in L.A., this is when it would be great to be able to play all 53 guys, or at least suit up all 53 guys. And I would go even a step further and say, at the end of the season, if you really cared about player safety, you would allow an elevation of up to 5 practice squad guys, mm-hmm. maybe more, and allow them to play in one NFL game, allow your starters, if you don't need to play your starters, to sit and rest, because guess what? You would want the best performing athletes, the best stars, to be full speed and fully ready to go for the wild card round or the divisional round if you're the number one seed. You would think that would be common sense with the NFL. Well, it's not.
Well,
so,
common sense
your
NFL,
question,
that doesn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But to answer your question, this is where it gets tricky, because you can only sit but so many starters in the game. So that's when you ask the question about the starters mm-hmm. sitting, yes, Patrick will sit, Travis will sit, Chris Jones will sit, Trent McDuffie will sit, but you may have to play Creed Humphrey. You may have to play Trey Smith a little bit. You may have to play Isaiah Pacheco a little bit. A guy like Cam Jones, who has been relegated just to special teams, he will probably play over 100 plays between defense and special teams.
Wow.
Last year, Jack Cochran, the linebacker, played over 100 plays. He played every defensive play and every special teams play, because you can't sub those guys in. Mm-hmm. So Malik Herring, Marlon Tulipoloto, Joshua Uche, these are guys that maybe are not household names that you'll see a lot of on Sunday, but there's still going to be a splattering of Tershawn Wharton and Mike Pinnell and other guys that are starters that are going to have to play because of that 46 limit.
Mm. And Dana, before we let you go quickly, I imagine Patrick Mahomes not starting this week, plus having a bye, that can only be good for him and his ankle, right?
Oh, 100%. I think it's going to be great. It's one of those coveted positions, not just as a one seed, but to get that bye that every team has always strived to get. And the fact that we had our bye back in week six, if we did not get this bye, we would have been on pace to have to play, I think I calculated 18 or 19 straight weeks.
Wow.
Between week six bye and then the Super Bowl if we get there. So this bye is so important for everybody. Chris Jones missed the last game against the Steelers because of an injury. Now he's going to be full speed and everybody else hopefully will. As long as we don't have any injuries in this game against the Broncos, who are going to play all of their starters because they have to win to get into the playoffs.
Yeah,
so
it's big for them.
It's going to be interesting, and we'll see how it all unfolds.
Well, and you can listen to that game with Dana Hughes and Mitch Holtis right here on KMOX. The Chiefs face the Broncos Sunday at 3:25. Pre-game show starts at 2 p.m. Dana, you're the best, and we'll have happy wife, happy life conversation next week during that bye.
Yeah, good luck with that thermostat, man. I'm holding a good thought.
But I will guarantee this. Mitch Holtis is the thermostat czar in the radio booth. So if I have any beef there, it's going to be on Mitch.
Perfect.
That's awesome. Happy New Year, by
the
way.
Thank you, Danan.
All right. Happy New Year, y'all.
Danan Hughes, again, you can listen to the call right here on KMOX. Kickoff, 3:25 p.m. on Sunday. Pregame show starts at 2 p.m. He's Mike Elam. I'm Amy Markscores. Joining us next, a meteorologist. We're going to get to the bottom of this snowmageddon.
2 to 23 inches.
It's KMOX.
The year, with the kids jingle belling and
I am so excited about snowmageddon.
This is your favorite time of the year, isn't it?
Unbelievable, as John Hancock would say. I love it, and I really hope we get some good snow. I hope everyone's safe and so forth and so on. But I do love winter.
I really do not.
Really?
This is my least favorite time of the year.
Yeah.
Yes, with the cars always sliding and things always binding.
Okay.
It makes me all fear.
Do you not like the snow or do you not like the cold?
I don't like the cold.
Okay.
I don't like to be cold. Being cold just annoys me.
But you can always put more clothes on.
Yeah,
and you can get cozy and drink hot coffee.
If it gets, I drink hot coffee all day long anyway. Mm-hmm. It's just who I am.
But it tastes better when it's cold.
It does, but if you get cold in your bones, right?
Oh,
once your bones get cold, it's just tough to get warm. You can put all the clothes that you want. It's just hard to get warm.
I will say, to your point, you do have to take a hot shower.
Yes.
Because I have, the cold to your bones is when, for instance, I'll go for a run, hard run or whatever, and it's cold out, but you get sweaty because you're working hard.
Sure.
Then you stop running.
And
then
freeze.
You start to freeze because you're soaking wet with sweat and it's cold out. That's a type of cold that it doesn't matter how many clothes you put on, unless you sit in a steaming or stand in a steaming hot shower, you're not going to warm up.
That's where a hot tub comes into play.
The hot tub sounds great.
I never actually use, I don't take baths.
No.
I shower, right? So, and daily, just for, to put it out there.
Not to brag.
But I shower daily.
Yeah.
Whether I need it or not. Once a week, whether I need
this
it or
guy,
not.
Things are going well for him.
But if I get really, really cold, I will go run a hot bath and jump in a hot bath just to warm up. Because once you get that heat back in your bones, you feel good again.
Yeah. No, that's true.
Then I can deal with it. But I'm a spring fall kind of guy.
Yeah. The fall's a little too short around here. But
this is true.
We would love to hear from you as always. You can text us at 314-436-7900. Talking about space and time.
Yes.
With Scott Jagow and the Gregorian calendar. We had a 636 text in. I worked with a truck driver who claimed he had a DOT log that proved space and time are all relative.
You don't want those books audited when you pull over at that way station.
It's all relative,
buddy.
That's awesome.
How did you drive that many miles in that amount of time and get your required sleep in? Well,
it's the rotation of the Earth.
I slept fast.
Yeah.
Is how that happened.
You sleep faster.
Yeah.
Yeah. We also had a 618. She says, I'm a woman in menopause. My husband won't let the thermostat go below 67. I would prefer it lower. But the supplies, the supplies to the air conditioner as well. I think there might be a typo there, but the air conditioner is used. I will say, again, I'd rather have it cold than hot. You can always put blankets on.
You can. I agree from that standpoint. In the house, I mean, I am one of those people, and I don't know how you are about this, but even in the winter, mm-hmm. when it's cold, I will turn the fan on in the bedroom. Like, I will have the ceiling fan on.
I cannot do stagnant air.
Yeah.
It's stuffy.
I will have that going, but I will pull the covers up.
Yeah.
My favorite thing this time of year is, do you do an electric blanket?
I don't.
Oh,
so I think I'm a heat thrower.
I love me an electric blanket.
Really?
But here's the key, right? So it's getting cold. You're ready to go to bed. I don't like getting in a cold bed when I'm already cold. So I turn the electric blanket on. Mm-hmm. The bed is all nice and toasty and warm. And once I get into bed, I turn the blanket off.
Okay.
So you get in and you're all warm and toasty.
Yeah.
So I fall asleep in seconds, right? But because I'm all warm and toasty now, I don't want to get warmer as I'm laying there. So if you turn the blanket off, the blanket heat subsides, you have the fan going on, and you sleep really, really well.
That was like putting someone to sleep right there, like a meditation describing the blankets.
Thank you for tuning in to KMOX. Tonight, we're going to be sleeping with the fan on.
This is guided meditation right here. Geez. You could do it.
We can make this happen.
Hey, while we are efforting our meteorologist, I do. You pointed out, Mike, that they are voting as we speak now for in Congress right now for Mike Johnson. It's making his fight to remain speaker.
So they're currently taking nominations from the floor.
Okay.
So the speaker has to be nominated. So the Speaker Johnson is being nominated from the floor right now. The Democrats will turn around and they will nominate Hakeem Jeffries to be speaker as well. And then if there are not any other nominations, then they will move forward with the vote. And it's always tricky. Chad Pergram on Fox News does the very best coverage of this stuff of anybody I've ever seen, because he understands that it's not just addition and subtraction. It's algebra at this point. The number that it takes to win Speaker of the House is dependent upon the total number of votes cast. So you have 219 Republicans, 215 Democrats. So that is the total number that is possible. But that doesn't mean that's the exact number of people who are going to vote. Anybody who actually doesn't vote, then that lowers the threshold for the number needed to actually be speaker. So right now it's going to be 200. I think it's 218.
Okay.
That's necessary. Chad does that much better than I do. But if there are less votes, then it's going to take a lower number. So we will see how this plays out. But they are in the process, as they say, right now.
All right, and right now we are bringing in AccuWeather meteorologist Jason Caterina. Jason, thank you for joining us today. I'm sure you're pretty busy as most of the country prepares for this massive winter storm.
Indeed. A lot going on here in the Weather Center. You got to, as we head on through the weekend. So winter storm watch is in effect for us from tomorrow evening through late Sunday night. It's going to be a bit of a mess for us this weekend.
So here in the city of St. Louis and the surrounding counties, when will the snow start for us, and how long and how much could it snow?
Yeah, so late Saturday night is when we're going to see it start moving in at the earliest. And then as we go through the day Sunday, Sunday is going to be the real meat of the storm making its way on through. It'll be breezy. It'll be very cold. The snow may be mixed with some sleet and even some freezing rain at times. So I would expect extensive travel disruptions during the day on Sunday. It's just going to be a mess out there. So hunker down, during the day on Sunday. One of those cases where if you don't need to be on the roads, it's better just to stay at home. Let the snow fly and the crews take care of everything out on the roads. just stay off if you don't need to. That's going to continue throughout the day with that kind of mix going on during the day. But during Sunday night, it's going to change over to just some all snow before ending early in the day on Monday. So we're talking a storm total average of 3 to 6 inches, 1 to 3 inches south of the city, some places north of I-70, where that precip may stay all snow, could receive 6 to 10 inches. So we're talking about a big-time winter storm here, and that's going to likely have impacts all the way into Monday morning, if not later, as far as commuting and stuff like that is concerned. So, like I said, best bet is get your supplies and everything you need to do to hang out and just have a nice Sunday at home and hunker down.
Jason, what's the temperature actually going to be like? What are we expecting when you say cold? What does cold mean in your world?
Well, you know, Sunday, the high 27 is going to keep it, you know, on that cold end, which means streets, overpasses, you know, especially bridges, overpasses, your front walk, anything that's untreated or has some access to cold air below it is going to be very, very slick for us. And, you know, maybe wondering why there could be some sleet and freezing rain mixed in. That has to do more with the way that the atmosphere is stacked. There's going to be kind of a warm layer up in the atmosphere, and so as that snow falls down, it hits that warm layer, it melts, and if it's cold, if there's a deep enough cold layer below it, it'll turn back into sleet. It'll refreeze into those ice pellets, the sleet. If there's not a deep enough layer to refreeze it, it stays as rain, and then when it's below freezing at the ground, anything that's below freezing at the ground, that rain will freeze on. So it all depends on how the atmosphere is made up. So even though the air temperature down at the surface may stay below freezing all day, it's up above that you got to worry about some of that stuff mixing, and that's why we may get a little bit of that mixed precipitation going on, which really, realistically, oftentimes causes more of the problem, that sleet and freezing rain. That stuff is extraordinarily slick. So.
Yeah, it sounds like it's not just the accumulation. It would almost be better if it were all snow, but it's the ingredients of all the mix of the ice and the sleet. So in the St. Louis area, you're thinking basically anything south of Highway 70 in the city of St. Louis and St. Louis County, you could really get that mix, which would make travel more precarious than just a regular snowstorm.
Exactly, exactly. Some of that stuff mixed into some of the layers that you can't necessarily see. Everybody's been out like shoveling their walk or something at some point. You kind of get that ice layer that's like halfway through the snow.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. Some of that stuff mixing in and then getting the snow on top of it where you can't really see it underneath. So it makes it even more, you know, even more of a dangerous travel situation.
Is this the temperature and the right mix? Will treating the roads, is that going to be helpful, or is it not right now, like all of the salt treatment?
Well, you know, even overnight, Saturday into Sunday, you're only talking the temperature down to 24. So usually the road treatments tend to work fairly well when the temperatures are in that range. It's when it gets a bit colder that you start having trouble with those things. So, you know, I think they'll definitely be staying on top of that. But, you know, when it's coming down kind of hot and heavy at times, you know, some of that stuff can get ahead of the crews. So give them some, you know, patience and know that they're out there working hard and trying to keep everybody safe.
Yeah. And so for people listening, not that you can know exactly, but you're saying even through Monday morning, Monday early afternoon, travel could be precarious.
I would say at least Monday morning's commute is going to be pretty rough because, you know, the snow is going to be ending as we head overnight Sunday into the early parts of Monday. So we'll still be contending with that stuff and they'll still be cleaning it up. I would expect Monday morning's commute at least to be rough. And then depending on what the makeup and mix is and how quickly it comes down and they're able to stay on top of it, you know, throughout the day Monday, things would still likely be a little bit challenging. You know, it's going to stay very cold, the high 24 on Monday. So that's going to keep that stuff all frozen and tough. So it's going to be a little challenging.
He is Jason Caterina, AccuWeather meteorologist. Thank you so much for the information. I'm sure it's going to be a busy weekend for you.
You got it. Stay safe out there, everyone.
All right. You too. AccuWeather, there it is.
There's Jason's wonderful time of the year.
It is.
Because this is when meteorologists are rock stars, or at least we hope they are.
What I wanted to end it with, it was go do that voodoo that you do so well. I felt like that would add some levity to the situation. But here's what I've learned. You got to be careful with who you joke with around times of winter storms. Don't joke with MoDOT, IDOT, or meteorologists.
This is true. Meteorologists don't have a lot of weather humor.
No.
They're don't mess with me, man. That's my thing.
Yeah, that's their thing. He's Mike Elam. I'm Amy. Mark Scores. It is the Chris and Amy Show on KMOX. Well, Mike Elam has been kind enough to fill in for Chris Ranji the past couple of days, but you've got a scoot. You've got something important to go to.
As if this hasn't been. This has been great, by the way.
It's been a lot of fun.
It's always fun when you guys let me come play along, so I appreciate that. Matt always does a great job. I look forward to hearing new videos soon of you playing the guitar. You're doing very well, man.
Thank you.
So hang in with that.
They'll be out soon.
Excellent. I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, I'm running because Governor-elect Mike Kehoe is getting ready to join us out in St. Charles. It is the 10th anniversary of the formulation of a St. Charles County police force.
Oh.
So everybody has a county sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
That's in the Constitution. But when your county gets to a certain size, a lot of times they'll want to have a more, I guess what you'll call, for lack of a better term, professional police force.
Mm-hmm.
And St. Charles County voters voted in that in 2012. I joined the county council out there in April of 2013. So this was prior to me, but it took a time to get everything into place. So we actually launched in January of 15. So this is the 10th anniversary of having a police force in St. Charles County, not just the sheriff's department. So Chief Frizz is our county police chief out there. He does an amazing job. County Executive Steve Ellman is going to speak. We have Governor-elect Mike Kehoe is going to be there, and they've asked me to MC the event today. So I'm very excited about it and excited about our police force. And we have some of the lowest crime numbers in the St. Charles region. We even have numbers that are lower than Franklin, Jefferson, and Lincoln County, mm-hmm. believe it or not, even though we're a larger county, as the third largest county in the Missouri. So I appreciate you guys letting me run out a little bit
That's
early.
Awesome.
Sorry about that for doing it, but it's always fun when I get to come hang out on the Voice of St. Louis, especially on an exciting day. We're watching all the final nominations here.
So many... So much swearing today. Swearing in Wesley Bell.
A lot of swearing today.
Wesley Bell sworn in for District 1, of course, replacing Cori Bush, for which I'm grateful.
Which we're all excited about.
I think we're all excited about. Melissa Price Smith being sworn in as the St. Louis County prosecutor who is replacing
Wesley Bell. Yeah, and we learned
today
that she is a twin.
An
identical twin.
Identical twin, as tweeted by Sean Malone on Twitter.
Good job,
really?
Sean Malone.
Yeah, he was there.
I wonder what her twin does. What if her twin's a defense attorney? Wouldn't that be like the yin and the yang?
I wonder if they sneak in and just, you know, hey, I'm going to be you today. Okay, I won't tell anybody.
Like the Parent Trap?
Exactly. We're just going to keep swapping in and out. They'll
never know. And Speaker Mike Johnson here, they're still nominating, right? Because you said they got to get the nominations.
So they have the nomination.
Okay.
He got nominated. Hakeem Jeffries got nominated by the Democrats. They are getting ready to do their vote.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going through the procedural process for that right now. So we may know right after the top of the hour if Speaker Mike Johnson was able to pull this off in just one vote or if we're going to have another vote.
And as we talked to John Hancock and Michael Kelly earlier today, that expected that this probably will go through. He will be the speaker.
He's going to be the speaker.
Yeah.
Nobody else, unlike the Kevin McCarthy thing before, there is no other name. So before when they were, you know, Matt Gaetz lit this whole candle
mm-hmm.
and started this storm dumpster fire that happened way back when. The Republicans can't afford to do that again. Trump has already endorsed him. You've got one or two wild cards out there that are trying to make a name for themselves or trying to get something. These are people who put themselves before the party. It's all about them and having an opportunity to be somebody. So they want their 15 minutes. It's just bad for the brand all the way around. So I think this guy's going to get sat down. He may vote against. He can lose one, maybe two votes
mm-hmm.
and still pull this off.
He is Mike Elam. Have fun in St. Charles.
You.
Congratulations to everyone out there. Thanks for sitting in for Chris Ranji. And in the next hour, guys, we've got Nick Chabaria He is the AAA Public Affairs Senior Specialist. He is here to talk about the travel coming up with Snowmageddon, but also that hands-free law enforcement that began in Missouri on January 1st.
Put your phone down.
Apparently, there's already some positive results. We've also got Eli Tan. You don't want to miss this. New York Times technology reporter. You can do AI clone dating.
What?
Where the dating app makes a clone of you and you just watch yourself date other people.
Oh, like, we got to have Matt try this out.
Yeah,
this is going to be great.
It's terrifying. And St. Louis Circuit Attorney Gabe Gore is our celebrity football picker.
Woo-hoo!
On our No Prize Football Pick'em. So you don't want to miss it. Mike Elam's out. Amy Mark scores. I'll still be with you. It's the Chris and Amy Show on KMOX.